We are learning Masechta Shkolim, Daf Hey Amud Aleph, and we are beginning approximately 8 lines from the top. Rab Ovin Omar Rab Shemi Boy. This is a shiloh on the whole din of the Mishnah. In the Mishnah it says that a tfus sabayis, which means the Yerusha was not split up, the loch is that the potter from a cowboy and the chayiv maise behema. Because maise behema, they're not called shutvim, so the chayiv maise behema, and the potter from a cowboy. Because that's ke'ilu, one person gave for someone else, where he gave matana, it wasn't ahava, he doesn't have to give a kalbin. And it says, if you split up the Yerusha, then the halacha is, if you split the Yerusha up, then, became shotvim, then the halacha is that the pot of ma'is behema, b'chayiv and a kalbin. That's what it said in the Mishnah. So Rav Avner has a kash on that. Rav Avner Rav Shemi, boy, Fresha, sisim ka'odam echad eitz the ma'is behema, because they're considered like one person that got a ma'is behema, which means the tfus is sabayis, because it's all one big Yerusha, they didn't split it yet, so if we got ma'is behema, it's not shotvim, so then at poitim and a kalbin, so you poitim a kalbin, what's got one guy to do the other one? Amalei, loy shanya, it's not different, he shu, so he says, no, the difference is partial, like we just explained. But since they didn't split up the Yerusha yet, so the Ke'ilu, the father gave one big selah for his two kids. And since it's Matali, not Chayiv in the Kalban, not Chayiv in the Kalban. So that's the Svaru. So it is Tali Zabazet to a certain extent. So frankly, the opposite now, Ma'ata, if that's true, Afilu Chalku, they split up the Yerusha. The Chalzim Rashtatim, afterwards they became Shutim again. Chayavim v'maisa behema uptum rekabim. There should be chayav v'maisa behema uptum rekabim because the soul should be considered like a Yerusha. V'tanina, we learned, the chayavim v'kabim, that if they split and become shutvim again, then the chayav and the kabim are part of the maisa behema. So what's pshat? So my answer is, Rabbah v'shem Abba barabhuna, he says, Hishnei achem z'yoshu avim, Hishnei gisim z'yoshu v'shchamehim. That if they split up the Yerusha and they become shutvim again, it's like two brother-in-laws that were each yerush their that were yerush their chameyim and became shutvim. It's not a yerusha. Basically, what we're saying is that once they split up and become shutvim again, it's not a yerusha. It's a regular shutvis, and therefore you're going to be chayiv in a kalboin and be part of a ma'is behema because once you split up, you mevatel the whole shem yerusha, and you mevatel shem yerusha. Then, if you become shutvim again, then it's considered that they're giving a shekel b'shutvis. And it's ma'is behema, which is no shutvis. When your own behema b'shutvis, is no ma'is behema. Like a kalbin, it's like two people giving a shekel. They both have to give a kalbin. And what we learned yesterday is machlokes if it's gedim connected gedim or gedim connected yashim. Is that what type of chalukas on vatal the yerusha? So the Gemara writes, "Lahechon hoyu hakab al kalbinos neiflim." Where did the kalbin go to? Where did the kalbin go to? Rameya Omer. L'shkolim. Rameya said, now what do you do with the kalbin? He said, no, half a shekel went for the kabbonis of the year, the tamid, the musaf. Where did the money of the kabbonis go to? L'heichan hoyu kabbonis. L'heichan hoyu kabbonis neiflim. Rameya Omer l'shkolim. It went to the same place as the shkolim. And Rameya l'shitasa, the Tikkun Chatan speaks out, that holds that the din kalbin is a din shekel. It's a bar din shekel. You want to make sure you get the whole shekel, so it's a din shekel. That's the din. So, of course, it goes to the same place as shkolim goes. It's a shekel. That's Rameya Shita. Vlozam l'dov, it goes to the dov, which means the kitzam mezbeach. When the mezbeach has extra, when it's sitting idle, they bring kabbonis from that. It's there for the coating of gold that was on the inside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The money changers got that on the schar. They're the ones, according to the Tikkun Chatan, that went around to the Medinas to collect the shkolim. All the workers, the collection workers, they got paid with this money. Another pshat is that it's for Yitzhah's drachim. It's also a similar pshat, that's to transport the shkolim to Yerushalayim, or it means That's one of the pshatim l'tzas. It means to transport the things to Yerushalayim. They got used it for that. So the bunch of them pshatim used the kalbin for. Hadra loch perek be'echad ba'adar. We finished Baruch Hashem the first perek of Masechtas Shkolim for those that did it. Zokta Gemara Vayta. The new Mishnah. Now you missed the new perek. Mitzarfim Shkolim Darchoynes. If you have, you have to imagine that if you're coming from a city, a nice size city, let's say a few thousand people, if you give a half a shekel, so we're talking about a lot of shkolim, it gets very heavy. So the shayla is that you let us switch it into darachinus. Darachinus, each darachinus is 4 half a shgalim. So you're making the load smaller by 75%. So Allah, what? On the person who is transporting the shgalim. They had, let's say, these falling Mar says four. Mar says over here that there were shayfers in every medina. This Mishnah says over here that there were shayfers in every medina, and they filled up the shayfers, and then the shliach brought it to Yishlayim.
Shliach can switch it.
Yes, shliach now is too heavy of a package, so he wants to switch into darkinus. He's allowed to do it. Mitzarf mishkalim ledarkinus. He's allowed to switch it into darkinus. Each darkinus is 4 half a shekel. Primasi yadar chilara do it. Kishay, no, alacha. Kishayim shay shayfres for mikdash. Just like there was shayfres for mikdash, the pushka that they put the matz shekel in was shaped like a shayfer. And the reason is, so people can't stick their hand in. On the top was very narrow, it was the coin in. On the bottom was always bigger, wider, and that was able to catch and to hold all the shekelim. So it was made shaped like a shayfer, it was called a shayfer. So kishayim shay shayfres for mikdash. Medina also, all the cities had these shofars, these pushkas, these boxes, and everyone put the shekel into that. Now, halacha about the responsibility of the shliach. The Bnei Yir sent their shekel to Yerushalayim. And it got stolen or lost on the way. So it depends. In Nitma Truma, if already it was the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and in Yerushalayim, the treasurer already took off his withdrawal, his truma. So then, the halacha is, it's ki'ilu, it already belonged to the gizbar already. Now, that's pashut, when I give a machla shekel, I'm machlish it. So it really belongs to the hekesh to a certain extent, but it didn't reach the gizbar yet. But the halacha is, according to this mishnah, he holds, that when they make a truma, they're being tayrim even on things that are osad ligvais, that are on the way. So now, it's ki'ilu, they already said, I got it. I got the hekdesh ready. So if they got it ready, so it's like done. So then, the halacha is, then who's responsible now? The Bnei Yir are not responsible anymore. It's already, it got to the gizbar, ki'ilu, because it did truma. So nishbam the gizbarim. The shlichim swear to the gizbarim that it was lost or stolen, and they don't have to pay. Him lie, but if it's for the truma, then the Shabbam Bnei Yir, they swear to Bnei Yir they got lost or got stolen. Of Bnei Yir, Shoykun Tachtaim, and the Bnei Yir have to give another shekel. They were in Yitzchak. Nimtzu Oishach Zirum HaGanavim, if they found this shekel or the Ganavim returned it, Elu Elu Shkalim, they both have it in Shkalim, even though he paid again. You can't use it for next year. You can't say, I want a credit for next year. They both are Shkalim, it says lost. They give both Shkalim for next year, for right now, and we'll see where it goes in the Gemara, the extra shekel. Now, that's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah basically has three parts to it. It has the first part about switching into the Darkinos, the second part about there was shofars in every Medina, and the third part about the Shliach's responsibility and who he makes a Shavua to. It depends when Nitma Truma or not. Zok the Gemara. V'yasu oisim ha-goyliyis. Instead of putting it in the Darkinos, put it into diamonds or pearls. They're much more valuable, and they're even maybe a little lighter. You get much less to carry. Why don't you do that? Zok the Gemara, no, you can't do that. Shemen tazal ha-goyliyis. Maybe the price of pearls will go down. V'nimtza hekesh mafsid, and hekesh should be mafsid. Money doesn't go up and down. It doesn't fluctuate. Money holds its value. Masha'inkein, like of diamonds, gold, these things, they lose, they go up and down. So hekesh could be mafsid. And it's really a mishnah. Ki yidat ninin tamon, like we learned in a mishnah over there in Bechairis. V'kulon niftim mekesef v'shav kesef. Yilari paida, anything you makdish, let's say you makdish a keli, or you makdish a behema, yilari, for betek abayis, yilari paida bekesef v'shav kesef. Chutz v'shkolim, but money, I can't be paid into shavu kesef because I'm making it's a downgrade. Because shkolim don't go up and down, but the shavu kesef goes up and down. Ve'im paidim bekelim, v'arum shuvar v'yitzchak, shem yezilu akelim. The reason why you're not paidim kelim is because maybe the kelim will go down. Someone like Gerz ve'im paidim bekelim, just to go straight. V'arum shuvar v'yitzchak, shem yezilu akelim. Nimtza hekesh mafsid. That maybe the hekesh mafsid because the kelim will go up and down, go down. Here also we say, maybe the Magarlis will go down in price. When it's a Hekdesh Mafsid, comes out Hekdesh will be Mafsid. Adkan explained the first line of the Mishnah. Now the second line of the Mishnah said that the Shofars were in every Medina. Zakhti Gemara, Masnita, Batak, and Chatan. That's only the taklin chadatin. That means the taklin, the tiklin, the tikl, by the way, is a ramish for loshen shekel. The tof and the shin are interchangeable. It's really shekel. The shekel chadatin means the shekel that is going to be for this, the shekel that was given on time. But if you're late with your shekel, it goes into a different box, and it's called the tiklan atikim box, which have different halachas. It doesn't go for the kabbonis anymore. It goes to something else. So do they have shofar? If a guy missed the boat, do they have shofars for him or not? That's the question of the Gemara. Do they have shofars for him or not? So Gemara says, the whole Mishnah says that in every Medina they had a box. It's talking about only tiklan chatim. Tiklan atikim loy v'da. There was no... and every Medina didn't have a box. But Tony Kane's talking to Bryce like that. Atikim and Mikdash, right? Atikim Medina. There's no Atikim, no Tiklan Atikim boxes in the Medina. Only in the Mikdash. I guess the reason is because the guy wasn't responsible to pay on time. He got to transport the Yerushalayim himself. He got to get his own ride to Yerushalayim. He go himself or send it with someone. But he can't rely on the boxes being picked up because he waited too long. Now the Gemara will go back to the last half of the Mishnah. The last half of the Mishnah said that a shliach who went ahead and was bringing the shkolim, and he lost it or stolen, he could just swear and he's potter. We know, everyone knows Allah is Hashem Yisachar, Hashem Echinam. Hashem Yisachar is chayiv in pshia. Hashem Yisachar means someone gets paid. He's chayiv in pshia and gedev in vaveda. So he can swear from day to tomorrow, he won't be potter because he's chayiv in gedev in vaveda. Hashem Echinam is chayiv in pshia. But potter and gnei v'aveda. So Zokti Gemara posh the thing. Masnisim v'shem echinam. Our Mishnah that says that you could swear about being stolen or lost is talking about Hashem echinam. Hashem esacha loy v'dag. We're not talking about Hashem esacha because Hashem esacha cannot get himself out of it by swearing that it was stolen or lost.
Didn't we say they got paid? No, before
it said where the money went to. Yeah, they went to the shulchanis. There's money changers, and it says it's us drachim. Yeah. And so that's all. So if that man the Yama, okay, there's another man the Yama will answer that. It's a good question. That man will have to hold that here to one Shem Yisachar, which is Nemara has tariffs like that. So it stems. It'll be good. So Mara says, Pashup Shah, Mesid B'Shem Echina, but Shem Yisachar, loy v'dak. Om Rav Abba. No, Rav says, no, Afilu Temer B'Shem Yisachar, because that's Shem Yisachar, like simple saying, that's Nemara 4 said, it's just like that. Afilu Temer B'Shem Yisachar, Nignevu B'Listim Mezuyim. Nigdavu means it was armed robbery, which is called the oynis, and that even a Shem Yisachar's potter. Avdo means b'mishutavas spinas v'yam. His svina got sunk in the water, and there also it's oynis. It wasn't a regular aveda, so it's possible to zet zayin by a Shem Yisachar. Om Rav Yusti Barab Siman. Our Mishnah it says a nitzurma truma. The halacha is, it's ki'ilu, it belongs to the gizbar already. Kogoyim holds that they take a truma on the things that's collected, obviously, and also ligvais also. But Baram, k'madim ha'im termer lo'ala givoyu, v'alosu ligvais lo'ay v'dah. It can't stim that mandiyama. The mandiyama holds that you're not termer on osu ligvais, then the shliach should be responsible to the bnei ir, and the bnei ir should be responsible to return, to give another shekel until it reaches there. We said that once the Chumah was taken and he's on the way, the B'nai Yir are potter. That's only if your Maniyama holds that when you take Chumah, Allah also ligvois. But if you hold, you don't take a Chumah, also ligvois, it won't help you much. So the Gemara writes it. B'nai Yir shofar shaklaim. So it said, it depends. If Nitro Chumah, then you make a Shvuah to the Gizbar. If it's Loi Nitro Chumah, you make a Shvuah to the B'nai Yir. Omar Rabba Laza, to Rab Shimoni. This is going according to Rab Shimon. Now, what he's saying like this. You're makos masal shekel, he's sending with a shliach. So he's saying, if you're loyal to a tumba, you're chayiv in a shvua. L'chayra, it's hektish. You're right, if there's hektish, I'm chayiv b'achriusoy, but if someone damages my hektish, there's no chiv, it's dava gerim l'mamon. So must you go according to Rav Shimon holds, dava gerim l'mamon k'mamon damin. Because like this, let's say someone says on a behema harei alai oila, he's taka chayiv, even not oila if it gets lost, and someone loses it. The guy's not chayiv because it's hektish. The locha is it's only by re'eu they have a locha. But it's din dava gerim l'mamon. It's gerim you to have to give more. So is that called mamon enough? So Rav Shimon holds dava gerim l'mamon k'mamon dami. Amar Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, the Rav Shimon oimen kachim shu chayiv achriusam. Any kachim that you chayiv achriyus can chasav him. It's like you own a chasav and you chayiv. Shvu on that, and you have to pay for that. So that's Rabbi Lazar's sheet. Rav Yechon says, no, it can be the kuliyama. Here, the whole thing is takana. The whole shvua is a takana. You don't make a shvua. You don't make really a shvua on heck the shoes leave. But here, the whole shvua is a takana. That's why you have to make a shvua that was stolen, and then he has to pay again. So the whole thing is a takana. So the Gemara, died to Rav Yechonan, nicha nishbam legezbarim. From lav nishbam leir. When the ear is shogun tachteim. So Rav Yechonan's mishnah is very gishmak. Im nitra tuma, they swear to the gezbarim. And if not, they swear to the ear because the whole thing is the rabbanon a shvua is takana. And you'll hear the bishlam when you hear the kash on other man the yama. But when you're shekum acherim tachteim on top of him base mishum shuvas takana el rabba laza nishbaim lebnei yir. We understand how doy derab shimon. We understand why you swam bnei yir because if shimon holds davar gerem lemamim kumamim dami the shliach lost this guy's shekel which made hektish ready but davar gerem lemamim is chayav shvua. But nishbaim legizbarim gizbarim hayav b'netayu. There's no shvua to gizbarim. Once it belongs to gizbarim, it gets lost. There's no davar gerem lemamim by gizbarim. They're hektish. So why did they make a shvua? Bishlam lefi Rabbi Yechon, the whole thing is a takana. So we stand both ways. It's takana. We make a shvua. But lefi Rabbi Elazar, the shvua to the bnei yir is it didn't davar gerem lemamim. The halacha is if I lose something from hektish, I'm not chayiv a shvua. I'm not chayiv for that. There's no davar gerem lemamim hektish. There's no shvua to hektish at all. So why is swearing to the gezbarim at all? So after the gemara, lefi Rabbi Elazar, you're right. Not really swearing to the gezbarim. Nishbarim lebnei yir. You're swearing to bnei yir. Why? Because you want your money back. You want your money. They were paying for the transportation. They wanted the money for it. They want to collect their money. But b'maimid gizbarim, they do it in front of the gizbarim. Why? So because the question is, says, l'shvam li gizbarim. So, no, they don't swear to the gizbarim. They swear to the bnei yir because they want to get paid. Why is the gizbarim? B'maimid gizbarim. Kehichi l'lechshdinu. It shouldn't be choshed them. The gizbarim shouldn't be choshed. They stole it. Inami l'rishol v'poshim. It shouldn't say, oh, you guys were a pesheya. Akaponim, that's the halacha over here that they make a shvua. Either that shvua is takana, or it's medina, and you never swear to the gizbarim according to Rav Elazar. You really swear to the bnei yir, always just b'maimad gizbarim after blowing to the gizbarim already. Then b'maimad gizbarim because you don't want them to be choshed that you are a pesheya.